So everyone else is like two-legged animals. In Bhagavad Gita they are called as Naradama. Naradama means lowest among mankind. They have two legs, but they are human beings, but they are lowest among human beings. So, and in Bhagavatam also, Shukadeva Goswami, he defined, described many such classes of human beings who are non-aliens. Anyone knows which is the famous verse? List of non-Aryan races. Kiratahunandra, Pulinda Pulkasha, Avira Shumba, Yavana Kasadaya. Ye anecha papa yadapasha shashaya shuddhanti sasmai prabhu vishnuve nama. So, O Lord, your potency is so great, prabhu vishnuve namaha. I offer my obeisances to you. So you are so powerful that just by taking shelter of devotee, your pure devotees, Kirata, Hunandra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, Abira, Shumba, Yavana, Kasada, all these classes of people become purified. So Prabhupada, quoting Mahabharata and etc. many places, he also analyzed which are these races. Which country, presently which country they belong to and all, he gives idea, some idea there. Kasada means those people on whose faces mustaches don't grow, like Chinese and all. And Mlechas, Yavanas, there are so many classes. All meat eaters are called Mlechas. Yavanas are those who are anti-Vedic civilization. Okay. So I'll read some quote. There are some devotees, they have some institute called VTA, Vaishnava Training Education. So they have collected some quotes from Prabhupada lecture relevant to different verses. I'll give the printout of that to all of you. So we can read them also. I'll read now, relevant to this verse from the Prabhupada lecture. So he says, he was thinking that by showing that compassion, he will be, I mean to say, eulogized by Krishna. But Krishna condemned it. Yes, just the opposite. In other words, Krishna is very strict also. That is the qualification of Krishna and his associates. Vajradapi katorani, kusumadapi kamala. Softer than the flower and harder than the thunderbolt. Two sides. When Krishna is strict, he is harder than the thunderbolt. And when he is soft, he is softer than the flower. These two examples are given. Vajradapi katora, kusumadapi komala. So Krishna is not lenient to his friend and to his devotee, because that leniency will not help him. Sometimes he appears to be very hard for the devotee, but he is not hard. Just like father sometimes becomes very strict. That is good. That will be proved, how Krishna's hardness will prove his salvation. At the end, Arjuna will admit, by your mercy, my illusion is now over. So this sort of stricture from God on the devotees is sometimes misunderstood, because we are always accustomed to accept what is immediately very pleasing. But sometimes we will find that we are not getting which is immediately very pleasing. But we should not be disappointed. We shall stick to Krishna. That is Arjuna's position. Lecture BZ 2.1-10, Los Angeles 68. Okay. Now, next verse. Klaibhyam asmagam apartha naitat tavyupapadyate shudram pradaya dhaurbalyam tepotishta parantapa. So, O son of Pritha, Partha, do not masma yield gamaha, means not to take. To take is called gamaha. Degrading impotence. क्लैब्यम इट डज नॉट नैतत् न एतत् बिकम दैट मीन्स उपपद्यते बिफिटिंग यू बिफिटिंग लाइक दैट बिकम यू आर बिफिटिंग यू इट इज इट डज नॉट बिफिट यू सो यू मीन्स त्वयि यू सेज यू नो त्वय त्वयि गिव अफ त्यक्त्वा क्षुद्रम हृदय दौर्बल्यम सच क्षुद्रम मीन्स सच पट्टी क्षुद्रम वीकनेस ऑफ हार्ट हृदय दौर्बल्यम एंड अराइज उत्तिष्ठ गेट अप ओ चेस्टाइजर ऑफ द एनिमीज परंतप सो आई विल रीड द ट्रांसलेशन वंस मोर सो दैट ओ सन ऑफ प्रथा डू नॉट यील्ड to degrade impotence it does not become you give up such petty weakness of heart and arise O chastiser of enemies so so क्लैब्यम आस्मगम पार्थ नैतत्वै उपपद्यते क्षुद्रम हृदय दौर्बल्यम त्यक्तो तिष्ठ परं तप So anyway, he expressed in the previous verse. He expressed his surprise, and in this verse, so he again continues to chastise Arjuna. So he says that you are son of Pratha, Partha. So Prabhupada writes the in the purport. Arjuna was addressed as the son of Pratha, who happened to be the sister of Krishna's father, Vasudeva. Therefore, Arjuna had a blood relationship with Krishna. So, if you see from the context of the previous verse, so you are my relative, how can you speak like this, being my relative? It is disgrace for me, like that, Krishna. So, being with me and being my relative, you are speaking like this is a disgrace for me. Then klaibhyam upapadyate. So then Prabhupada says, so if the son of a kshatriya declines to fight, he is a kshatriya in name only. And if the son of a brahmana acts impiously, he is a brahmana in name only. Such kshatriyas and brahmanas are unworthy sons of their fathers. What are the Sanskrit names for this? Brahma Bandhu and Kshatra Bandhu. If a kshatriya born in kshatriya family, but he did not qualify himself as a kshatriya, he is a Kshatra Bandhu. And if a brahmana's family, born in Brahman family, but he did not qualify as brahmana, he is a Brahma Bandhu. Brahma Bandhu and Kshatra Bandhu. So, therefore, it doesn't befit Arjuna. He is supposed to be Kshatriya. Therefore, Krishna did not want Arjuna to become an unworthy son of a Kshatriya. Arjuna was most intimate friend of Krishna, and Krishna was directly guiding him on the chariot. But in spite of all these credits, if Arjuna abandoned the battle, he would be committing an infamous act. So what are the three credits here? How many credits are there? Which are those three credits? No, that is the previous verse. Four things are mentioned. Basically he was chastising him. In these three credits here, in spite of all these credits, Prabhupada writes, no? If Arjuna abandoned the battle, he would be committing an infamous act. No, I am taking credits. Credits means you should be positive, not negative thing. Credits, you have a credit of civil engineering. That is your credit. In spite of being a civil engineer, you are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. What a disgrace! Klaibhyam upapadyate, we are saying. Alright, people will talk. From this purport, you are not getting 3 credits. He was a relative of Krishna, right or not? He was intimate friend of Krishna, and Krishna was directly guiding him. All these credits, 3 credits. See, he was relative, blood relationship, right? Pratha, he was son of Pratha, right? In spite of all these things, having all these things, naita tvai vipapadate. He was powerful Kshatriya and all of that. So that is not important. Prabhupada always gives devotional comment. Bhakti Vedanta purport it is. So everything he sees in relation with Krishna. You are understanding the point here? Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. That is only you will hear in every page of Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is Bhagavad Gita as it is. So first is, he had blood relationship with Krishna. What are the special credits of Arjuna? He had blood relationship with Krishna. He was intimate friend of Krishna. And so Krishna is directly guiding. In spite of all these things, if he gives up fighting, then it is a disgrace for him. So that will not befit Arjuna. That is Klaibhyam. Masmagama Partha Upapadyate. Upapadyate. So upapadyate means you understand, right? Is befitting. Klaibhyam means degrading importance. Okay. Then kshudram hraday daurbalyam. So here Arjuna may say that, no, I am not giving a fight because of petty weakness. Impotence. I am not giving a fight because of impotence. I am giving a fight on, based on magnanimity. It is my magnanimity. So then Krishna says, that is your, not magnanimity, it is kshudram hradaya darbalam. It is your weakness of your heart, he says. Arjuna might argue in the Siddha Purport. Arjuna might argue that he would give up the battle on the grounds of his magnanimous attitude for the most respectable Bhishma and his relatives. But Krishna considered that sort of magnanimity mere weakness of heart. Sometimes we want to cover up our weakness and we want to give some reasons, so magnanimous. I am giving you all these things because of my great magnanimity. So then, Thakto Tishta Parantapa. So give up this, he says, O chastiser of enemy. Such false magnanimity was not approved by any authority. Therefore, such magnanimity or so-called non-violence should be given up by the persons like Arjuna under the 6th guidance of Krishna. So, indicating to whom this statement is?
Gandhi.
Yeah. Idiot fellows, Gandhi and Nehru, they showed all magnanimity and Westerners exploited like anything. So, till now in defense organized, if you Indian defense, if you go till now, they blame Nehru for that war between India and China. India lost. So a lot of the part of, top part. Now what is shown is the Indian, territory on the top, that is not there actually, most of the part, in the head. So one side line of control, which is controlled by the area which is, captured by China is there. And other side, Pakistan is there. So, this is because of so-called magnanimity of Gandhi and Nehru, it is. They should give up so-called non-magnanimity and fight. So, many of the seculars also realize that. And they must be blaming because of them, him, they must be become blamed, must have Bhagavad Gita and Krishna's teachings, I think. Hmm? So you see there, some people will blame Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, because it, you know, it incites violence. They may say like that. And other people will say that, oh, because of non-violence from Bhagavad Gita, Gandhi taught non-violence from Bhagavad Gita. So they will blame those who are in defense and etc. You know, those who are like, those who have Kshatriya spirit. So, but all are frogs in the well, that's all. Hmm? Because they did not take knowledge from right source. So some lecture quotes. Parantapa means one who gives trouble to the enemies. You see, in purport of Prabhupada did not describe Parantapa, but in the lecture he describes. This is the material world. Kshatriya cannot behave like a Brahmana to excuse. Brahmana's business is to excuse. Kshama rupa tapasvinaha. Those who are tapasvi, they can excuse. But those who are in the governmental force, to make justice, there is no question of excuse. Life for life. You have killed one man, you must be killed. This is justice. A Brahmana may excuse. All right, you have killed my man. Never mind, I excuse you. That is a Brahmana's business. But a Kshatriya, the government, the ruling power, he cannot do so. It is his mercy. It is the government's mercy when a murderer is hanged. This we'll discuss little detail in 20th verse, 21st verse. So lecture on Bhagavad Gita 2.1 to 11, Johannesburg, 1975. Another lecture. He is specially addressing chastiser of the enemy. Where there is no excuse, you must be chastiser. Not that because I have become Krishna conscious, I'll be very humble. You see, this is Kshatriya mission of Srila Prabhupada. Where there is no excuse, you must be chastiser. Not that because I have become Krishna conscious, I will be very humble. You must be humble, but in need, if there is need, you shall be thunderbolt. That is Krishna instructing. So, Prabhupada's plan. Okay, now, so Krishna says your magnanimity is not false magnanimity. And they have attacked on you. You have to fight like that, he says. Then what Arjuna says? Like you see, in many places, in one place in Mahabharata it is mentioned. So, hey, Loka Krishna, come here. So this comes. This. You take this one. Kill this. Go and kill this. Okay. Kshatriyas never should turn their back. Ahuto na nivarteta. So they should never turn their back when they are challenged in the. So now everyone is at, you know, challenged. The Pandavas have been challenged now. So they cannot turn their back and go away. That does not fit. Then Arjuna's reply we'll see. Arjuna uvacha katam bhishmam maham sanke dronam cha madhusudanam ishubi pratiyosyami pujarvari sudanam. Arjuna said, Arjuna vacha, O killer of enemies, Arisudana, O killer of Madhu, Madhusudana, how can I, khatam aham, counteract pratiyotsyam with arrows, ishubihi, in the battle, sankhe, men like Bhishma and Drona who are worthy of my worship, pujarva. So here he says, khatam Bhishma maham sankhe, Dronam cha Madhusudana prati ishubi pratiyotsyami pujarva hari sudana, like that. Huh? So Prabhupada used to quote this. Huh? Arjuna was thinking, how can I kill them? They are my worshipable. So, and we all think, oh, how can I leave my parents? like that is. Prabhupada then he will say, whether you kill or not kill, one day they are going to die. I am going to kill them. Like that, Krishna says. Similarly, whether you are going to leave them or not going to leave them, one day you have to leave. Right? So, Prabhupada, then he says, either voluntarily or by force, one day we have to leave home. But we are not leaving voluntarily, that is our disease, material disease. We think, khatam, how can I do it? But you have to do it. One day or the other day you will be forced to do it. Death will come and take you away, everything from your near and dear ones. So that is for sure. One day you have to leave. So anyway, coming to this verse. So, Katam Bhishma Maham Sanke Dronam Cha Madhusudana. So, Ishubi Pratiyochyami Pujarva Arisudana. They are Pujarva. They are worshipable. So, it's proper here, it's general etiquette, he says, you see. So, that is verse from some Smriti Shastra. So, reference is not known. It is told, Pratibadnati hi shreyaha, puja puja vetikramaha. An excellent person who disrespects those worthy of worship becomes bound up. Puja puja vetikramaha. Shreyaha puja. Shreya means those who are elders. Puja means those who are worshipable. Puja vetikramaha. If we, vetikrama means transgress our etiquettes. So it is called vetikramaha. Or in another term in Sanskrit is maryada vetikramaha. Transgressing the etiquette. So if we transgress, then pratibadnati, we will become bound up. So here Prabhupada is telling, it is a general lecture. So in the purport what it says. Respectable superiors like Bhishma and grandfather, Dronacharya, the teacher, are always worshipable. Even if they attack, they should not be counter-attacked. It is a general etiquette that superiors are not to be offered even a verbal fight. Even if they are sometimes harsh in behavior, they should not be harshly treated. So then how is it possible for Arjuna to counter-attack them? So in this way he says, and here these words, you know, Arisudana and Madhusudana, that words have come. Arisudana and Madhusudana. Madhusudana means killer of Madhu, and Arisudana means killer of enemies. So Krishna, Arjuna, by using these terms, he says, you are killer of your enemy, Madhu. Not your ancestor, Madhu. There was also Madhu, King Madhu, no, in the Yadu dynasty, previously. So, he was his forefather, Krishna's forefather. So, why you want to kill me to kill my forefather, Bhishma? Our Prabhupada here, he says, you see, Guru and grandfather. Basically, they are Khatam Bhishma Maham Sanke Dronam Cha Madhusudana, because he has taken the name of great grandfather Bhishma and he has taken the name of Drona. So, would Krishna ever attack his own grandfather Ugrasena or his teacher Sandipini Muni? These were some arguments offered by Arjuna to Krishna. So, there is no question of attacking elders. And especially guru and elders. So nowadays no one knows all these things. Just they do anything. So there is no question of etiquette of attacking. So Gurukula boys, right or not, you will not go and fight with your teachers, seniors, teachers, devotees. So that's why it is told here, Pratibadnati hi shreya puja pujya vetikramaha. So one will become bound here in the material world. So that means birth, death, old age and disease. So a quote from lecture. And Arjuna addresses Krishna, Madhusudana, O killer of the demon Madhu. Yes, you are addressing me as chastiser of enemy, but do you think my grandfather, my teacher, they are my enemies? You killed demon Madhu, therefore your name is Madhusudana. But you are asking me to kill my grandfather and teacher. That is the hint. It is all right that your name is Madhusudana. You killed one demon whose name was Madhu. But you are asking me, Bhishma Sudana. Bhishma is my grandfather. And Drona Sudana. Sudana means killer. So how can I be that? Like that is. So text 5.
गुरुनहत्वा हि महानुभावान् श्रेयो भोक्तुं वैक्षमपि हलोके हत्वार्थकामांस्तु गुरुनिहैव भुञ्जी अभोगान् रुधिरप्रदिकान्.
It would be better to live in this world by begging than to live at the cost of the lives of great souls who are my teachers. Even though desiring worldly gain, they are superiors. If they are killed, everything we enjoy will be tainted with blood. So, yeah, that point I was telling. Okay, they are your grandfather, your guru, but they are attacking like that, you know, right or not? So, then in answer to that, he says, yeah, they are attacking, but if because they are gurus, if we kill them and whatever we attain, bunji or bhogan, sense enjoyment, that will be tainted by blood, he says. So here in the Prabhupada is telling that, so those who have lost sense and engaged in abominable activities, such gurus should be rejected. So this verse is from Mahabharata. This was spoken by Bhishma himself when he was fighting with his guru, Parashuram. You all know that story, that Amba story. Yeah? So Amba went and took shelter of Parashuram. And Parashuram, he said, I will convince Bhishma to marry you. Then he was fighting both of them. So there he says, I am your guru, he says. Then, so he says, Guru Rapyavaliptasya Karya Karya Majanataha Utpata Pratipannasya Parityago Vidiyate. So one should reject the guru who is proud, does not know the proper behavior. Karya karyam majanatana. What should be done, what should not be done. Who becomes engaged in sinful activities. Utpata pratipannasya. Abominable activities. Breaks 4 regulative principles. That is a simple way to understand. So here especially Prabhupada is mentioning that because these people don't know what is proper action, what is proper, not proper action, both Bhishma and Drona, just on financial considerations, of course it's not just financial consideration, but there are many other reels. So, but they have, from Mahabharata point of view, so on financial consideration, they have supporting Kauravas. So they should be rejected. Why you are thinking that they are worshipable, they are your gurus? So that is the point here. Another time, so Bhishma himself told to, in Mahabharata, Bhishma himself told to Yudhishthira. So that verse comes. Artasya purusho daso. Artasya purusho dhaso dasastva arto na khashyachit iti satyam maharajo baddhosmi artena kauravaye. So Bhishma is telling, Arthasya Purusho Daso. Everyone in this world is a servant of money. Artha. Right or not? Everyone is servant of money, no? Everyone is running behind money, 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 money in this world. But Dasastva Artho na Khashichit. But money is not a servant of anyone. Iti satyam maharajo baddhosmi artena kauravai. It is true that I have become bound by the financial support of Kauravas. Says. So in this way, Bhishma is pleading in front of Yudhishthira Maharaj that he cannot join him. So still Arjuna thinks that nevertheless they are my superiors. So, he thinks. Killing them would mean to enjoy spoils tainted by blood, like that Prabhupada says. Next one.
Nachaitad vidma katarano gariyo yadva jayema yadivano jayeyu yane vahatvana jiji vishamas devastita pramukedartha rashtraha. Not do we know which is better. Nachaitad vidma katarano gariyo. Conquering them yadva jayena or being conquered by them yadiva no jaye yaha. If we killed Yane Vahatva, the sons of Dhritarashtra, Dhartarashtra, we should not care to live, na jiji vichamas, vishamas. Yet they are now standing avasthitaho, or before Pramukhe. Pramukhe means in the front. Us on the battlefield.
So in this way, now Arjuna is expressing confusion here. He is not able to understand whether it is good to be conquered by them or we conquering them, or whether it we be killing them or being killed by them. So he is not able to realize. These are the two confusions. And Prabhupada, from the previous person, purport, he adds one more. Arjuna did not know whether he should fight or risk unnecessary violence. Although fighting is the duty of the Kshatriyas. Whether he should refrain and leave by begging. So, just a minute. Yeah, previous verse he says, no, Sheyav Bhoktam Vaikshamapi Haloke. So, in this way, whether to engage in this violence or just live by begging. And then Prabhupada comments on the other two here. If he did not conquer the enemy, begging would be his only means of subsistence. Nor was there any certainty of victory, because either side might emerge victorious. Even if victory is awaited them and their cause was justified, still, if the sons of Dhritarashtra died in battle, it would be very difficult to live in their absence. Under the circumstances, that would be better. That would be another kind of defeat for them. So, in this way, he is telling here. And so, there is one verse in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. It is told, "Tasmadevam vichanta danta." Uparathasthitikshuhu shraddhanvito bhutvatmanya evatmanam phashet. Tasmadevam vishanta danta. Vishanta. Shanta means. Shanta danta means. Shanta means basically peaceful mind. Hey, don't shake like that. So, this shaking leg is a sign of disturbed mind. And Maharaj commented that in Brahmacharya book, it will agitate the genitals. So be careful, Brahmacharis. So, Shanta Danta. Shanta means peace of mind. Peace of mind means basically mind becomes peaceful when we don't have material desires. So that means basically
one who has control over mind and senses, he is called as Shantadanta. Uparata Stitikshuhu. So, Titikshu means very tolerant. Titikshu, very tolerant. For tolerance, one has to be indifferent to the world. So, without being indifferent, one cannot be tolerant. If someone is praising you, or not praising, insulting you, you should be just tolerate that. Somebody does bring some difficulty in you, or some helps, does some help to you. Either way, you have to be indifferent to it. All the dualities of the world. One can, then only one can be tolerant. And Shaddayanvito. Shaddayanvito means faith in the words of Guru, faith in the words of scriptures. Bhutatman evatmanam pashyet. Bhutatvatman evatmana pashyet. Seeing all living entities as oneself. What is the meaning of that? Seeing all the living entities are oneself. What is the meaning of that? Many often this word comes, no? Sarva bhuteshu bhuteshu. As oneself. Seeing all the living entities as oneself. So, Atmavat sarva bhuteshu ya pashyati sa panditah. Yeah, means such people don't like to bring hurt to others, because they feel that, you know, the way if someone does the same thing to me, I feel the hurt, similarly, I am causing hurt to them. It's the same pain it is. So that is the meaning of seeing oneself as, everyone as oneself. So we feel the pain of others. So that is the meaning. So this comes again and again. Like, you know, Vidya Vinaya Sampanya Brahmane Vyas Suni Chaiva Supak Pandita. So he is seeing Samadharshi, means equal vision. He is seeing that everyone has a soul, like me, myself. There is sense of awareness in those living entities. They also feel the pain. So I should not torture like that. You will go to a tree, you know, you will not go and cut it, like that. So unnecessarily. So in this way, there are four qualities here. Shanta Danta, so, and Titikshu, Shaddayanvita, and Bhutatman, Bhutvatman Evatmana Pashyet. Seeing everyone as oneself. So these four qualities. So according to Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, a person who wants to gain knowledge, he should have these four qualities. So Arjuna is qualified. Why? Because he is seeing. So Danta and Shanta. So you can see Arjuna. Arjuna, unless one is self-controlled. Of course, in previous chapter we saw that Arjuna was called as Gudakesha, because he had conquered over sleep, complete self-control. So complete ignorance, conquering over ignorance. And in the previous verse also, Bhoktum Bhaiksham Apiha Loke. Better to live by begging. For a Kshatriya, begging is that's too much. It goes against his grain, it is. Kshatriya. For him, sense of controlling tendency would be so strong. He cannot become humble servant at all. Kshatriya. So he is always dominating tendency. But that is channeled. Someone needs to be controlled, everything, right or not. System, if he is controlled, it is not controlled here, system. There is no controller here. Then everything will be chaos here, right? So that is channeled in the service of Krishna. That is called as Ishvara Bhava. So Ishvara Bhava, controlling tendency or dominating tendency. Right, no? One of the qualities. Shauryam Tejo Dathidaksha Yudde Chapyapalayanam Danam Ishvara Bhavasha. So Kshatra Karma Swabhavajam. These are the qualities of Kshatriya. Ishvara Bhava. If one, he thinks that Ishvara Bhava is there, how he will become humble servant, you know, beg to go and beg it. How can he beg a kshatriya? It is very difficult. But Arjuna is so self-controlled, that he is ready to even beg also. And he has control over mind and senses. And he is indifferent to the world, right? So he is just so callous with about all these people are attacking them. They did so much harm to them, but still he is indifferent to that about it. He is so tolerant. Definitely they were so tolerant, Pandavas. So many things these Kauravas did to Pandavas. He is so tolerant. You see there in one sense, what it was, in you must be knowing that you know a lot of things from Mahabharata. So, who was crying? One Bhima or Arjuna was crying by seeing the difficulty of all these people. Pandavas were in Virata's place. So, Yudhishthira was beaten by Virata for doing some offense. And by seeing that Bhima or Arjuna is crying, why you have to undergo so many difficulties? So, just let me finish this Virata now only. So like that, they were literally, he was crying, you know. So, but they were so tolerant. Titikshu, Shraddhayanvito. So, faith in the instructions of Guru. He was quoting, right, previously. In the first chapter, he is quoting from the Shastra. He has so much faith in the Shastra. So these things were not bothered. Kauravas didn't bother about all these things. Oh, whether by killing is good or not good. Like in Ramayana also, both Rama and Bharata are discussing principles of dharma. According to the dharma, who has to rule the kingdom of Ayodhya? Whether you had to. So Rama is telling, actually you are, according to dharma, you should rule the kingdom. And according to dharma, he is quoting, according to dharma, you have to rule. Like that, both are telling. Nowadays, no politician will tell like that. Modi will not tell, Rahul, you live. Rahul will not tell, oh, you rule. So, no one will tell like that. Everyone will, you know. You see in the newspapers and all, only bad calling would be going on. No, it is not bad calling. Name calling. In English, they call it as name calling. So name calling, oh you did like this, you did like that, he is doing like this, like that, they will be blaming each other. And the newspapers are also purchased, newspapers, all media is purchased. So they will speak according to whomever they purchase. So they will blaspheme BJP will blaspheme Congress. So we don't see that. Arjuna is thinking all these things, so Papa will happen, Kulakshaya will happen, so many things he is based on Shastra. And he says, from Parampara we have heard, Iti Shushruma, he says in the previous chapter, right? In one of the words. So 1.41, he says, 41-43. So he says, we have heard from the authorities. So that means he Shraddha Yanvito, he had faith in the words. Now again he will exhibit that in the next verses. So, he surrenders to Krishna and he says, you teach me what is good, that is Shraddha. And he is saying, Bhuta, these people they do not know, but we know what will happen by killing. These people are lobopahata chetasa. So, we know. So, therefore he is seeing that it is not good to bring misery, pain to these people. Later, Draupadi also, we see that when Ashwatthama, they were supposed to kill him for killing the five Upapandavas. So, that time, so I don't want to see what is happening with me. It should happen to Krapi also. That means Krapacharya's wife. Droni. Dronacharya. Krapi. Because she was the sister of Krapa. Yeah. So Krapi, that word is used. So I don't want to see that. Because if you kill Ashwatthama, now for Draupadi is suffering. Right.
Draupadi is suffering because of killing of Upapandavas. Her sons were killed by Ashwatthama. And now Bhima, Krishna, Arjuna, they are thinking of killing Ashwatthama. Although Yudhishthira Maharaj is also objecting. Draupadi says, no, better leave him. So I don't want to... So Krapi also suffer like me, like that. That is, Bhutvatman Yevatmana Pashyat. Of course, Arjuna is also like that. So therefore, he doesn't want to fight this. These are four qualifications of someone who is... And another point in the last purport of the last previous chapter, it is mentioned that... In the last purport, it is mentioned that one should be soft-hearted like Arjuna to gain this knowledge. They should not be cruel-hearted. So cruel-hearted means they should not be cruel. There is opposite of soft is cruel. So soft-hearted means what? Cruel means, you know the famous verse in Bhagavatam. That verse is there. Manorath, what is that? Nivrata tarshe rupagi yamana bhavashada shrotra mano viramat kautama shloka gunanvada human virajeta vina pashugnat. Who cannot become Krishna conscious? Who is Pashugna, killer of animals? He is cruel hearted person. Right or not? So such people will not become Krishna conscious. So soft hearted people will become Krishna. They are eligible for gaining this spiritual wisdom, Atma Vidya. So therefore it is mentioned. All these qualifications are given. So we can go on making the list of qualities of Krishna, Arjuna from first chapter until now. So many qualities of Arjuna. So all these qualities make him eligible for gaining the knowledge about self-realization. So Srila Prabhupada here writes, no? All these considerations by Arjuna definitely proved that not only was he a great devotee of Lord, but he was also highly enlightened and had complete control over his mind and senses. You see here? And his desires to live by begging, although he was born in a royal household, is another sign of detachment. So Prabhupada puts it as a detachment. So Titikshu, indifference. Uparatas. Danta, uparatas. Yeah. Detachment. One more detachment quality you can add up. Four I was mentioning. Detachment is another one. He was truly virtuous as these qualities combined with his faith in the words of instruction of Krishna, Sri Krishna, his spiritual master, indicate. It is concluded that Arjuna was quite fit for liberation. Unless the senses are controlled, there is no chance of elevation to the platform of knowledge, and without knowledge and devotion there is no chance of liberation. Arjuna was competent in all these attributes over and above his enormous attribute in his material relationships. So these are qualities of Arjuna. So how many qualities? First one is Shanta and Dhanta, that is control over senses and mind. And Uparatas, detachment from the world, indifference to the world. And Titikshu means tolerant. And faith in the instructions of Guru, Shraddha. Then seeing everyone as oneself. So, noted down five qualities. No problem. So you can note down sometime. You hear again and again. So we'll do separately in the future Bhakti Shastri for all of you. Nice. Teach Bhagavad Gita, everything. Memorize now. Now at this age you have to memorize all the verses of Bhagavad Gita. Then it becomes easy to understand all these things. Okay, so these are qualities of Krishna. Arjuna, sorry. So here a quote is there. He is perplexed whether this kind of fighting he should encourage or not. There is a proverb in Bengali, that is there, na? Kabo ki kabo, na yadi kavo to poshe. If you are in dilemma whether to eat or not to eat, you should not eat.
If you are in dilemma whether to go or not to go, you should go. Hmm? You understand what I am saying about? Better not to eat. Sometimes we come to this point. I am not very hungry. Whether I shall eat or not eat, the best course is not eat. Not that you eat, but if you eat, then you can eat in the month of December, Pausha. Why it is? In Bengal, Bengal is a tropical climate. When it is in winter season, it is advised that if you eat, it is not so harmful because it will be digested. The night is very long, or the cold season, the digestive power is nice. Like our boys, you know, now they have stopped eating because they know. Not so much. It's so hot it is now. So, night is very long, or cold season is digestive power is nice. So, when we are confused to do or not to do, jabo ki jabo yadi jao tu shauche. When you think of whether I shall go or not go, better don't. Better don't go. Means going means here for some. But when it is question of answering a call of nature, you must go. Jabo ki jabo na yadi jao to shauche. Kabo ki kabo na yadi kao to pause. These are very common sense. Similarly, Arjuna is now perplexed whether I shall fight or not fight. So sometimes it is also told, a old man should do the mistake of under-eating, and a young man or small child, small boy, young man, can do the mistake of overeating. Because they can digest, right or not. So, but old people like me, they cannot digest. They should under-eat. So, text 7. Karpanyadosho pahata svabhava prachami tvam dharma sammoda cheta yashreyashanishitam rohitam me shishasteham shalimam tvam prapannaha. Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure. So dharma sammuda cheta and upahata svabhava, that is doshopahata svabhava, upahata svabhava, lost all composure because of miserly weakness, karpanya dosha. So in this condition I am asking prachyami you tvam to tell bruhi me for certain nishchitam what is best shreyaha for me. Now I am your disciple shishyasteham and a soul surrender unto you tvam prapannam. Please instruct me shadimam. Shadimam, he says. Now he surrendered. Till now he was, what he was doing? He was trying to argue. He was trying to find solution by his own intelligence. So he realized that now I cannot solve my problems. So I have to surrender to a guru. So like that. You see, we were discussing that in the morning also. Krishna in 31st verse, in the previous verse he says, anyone remembers what he says, 31st verse? Nahi prapasha, what is that? Yes. Nachashreyona pashami hatva svajana mahave nakamkshe vijayam krishna rajam sukami cha. Nachashreyona pashami. I don't see any shreya, ultimate benefit in this battle. So he says. So. And we were discussing today morning that he is talking about Shreya, but he doesn't know what is Shreya. He do not know what is Shreya. Otherwise he would have not spoken that. And he do not, in due to blindness of material attachment, He is not able to see even what to speak of Shreya. He is not able to even say pray also, immediate benefit also. So we are discussing that. Now he is saying the same thing here. I am not able to understand now. Now he surrendered. That time he was out of his own prideness of his intelligence. He is saying, I don't see any Shreya in this world. As though he knows what is Shreya. But now what is he saying? I am confused about what is my ultimate benefit. You tell me what is Shreya. Nishchitam bruhitanme. So, yashreyasha nishchitam bruhitanme. What is the ultimate benefit? You tell me now. He says. So, first half of the verse talks about necessity of accepting spiritual master. First half of the verse, that means karpanya dosho pahata svabhava prashyamitvam dharma sammoorcheta. When one is confused, when one has lost his composure, and one is confused about, one is suffering from weakness of the heart, karpanya, that is material attachment. We will discuss that krapana means what. If one is lost one's composure, so lost composure means it can be anything. So externally it can be you talk to her. Talk to her. You understand, no? Right? What is he saying? The point is, so coming back to town, lost composer, so you know, we have special characteristics, like Kshatriyas would have special characteristics, their Shaurya, Teja, and Brahmanas would have their Shama, Dhamma, Tapa, Shaucham, Kshati, Rarja, Mevacha, Danam, Vijnanam, Astikyam, Brahma, Karma, Swabhavajam. So, Swabhava, these are all Swabhava, no? Upahata Swabhava. So, when we lose all these characteristics, qualities, that is called Upahata Swabhava. So, lose means, apparently for some time we may lose because of some doing, because of some material problem. So we may lose that. That is called as upahata svabhava. Ultimately every jiva is upahata svabhava. Why? Because we have lost our original Krishna consciousness. Right or not? We have lost our real characteristics, that is our Krishna consciousness. Right? Jivera svabhava svarupa hoy Krishnera nityadas. So we have lost our Krishna consciousness. Atma has lost his composure in the material world. So upahata svabhava. And prashyamitvam dharma samud. Now we are not able to decide what is our actual duty. That is dharma samud achita. This also means determining our, dharma. What is my occupational duty? So that generally happens in Gurukula. So they are trained according to their psychophysical nature. They are trained into a particular occupational duty, their dharma. So that is called dharma. So Guru, he decides that, he teaches that. Like now Arjuna is telling, asking Krishna, whether I have to be like Brahmana, begging and eating and depending on the society, or I have to fight in the battlefield. What is my dharma? And dharma samura chetasa, like that is. So in this way, these are reasons why one should accept a bona fide spiritual master. So what is the necessity of accepting a spiritual master? If one is suffering due to material attachment, is not able to do what he is supposed to do, one should surrender unto spiritual master. So right or not? I am not able to decide whether to I should stay in Brahmachari ashram or leave ashram and go to home. So then you have to surrender to Guru. Go and approach Guru. Ask him what you have to do. Don't decide on your own. think that you know better than Guru, and don't make Guru as a fashion. Just everyone is making Guru, so I'll also make Guru, I'll also take initiation. We should not make fashion, right or not? Just for fashion's sake, we should not make Guru, no? Right? Prabhupada used this term, that's why I'm using the term. Don't make Guru for passion, he says. So like that, just for fashion. So fashion, you understand? Some new trends come in the society, no? They are called as fashion. So new dress code, new style of hairstyle. So all those things. So everyone is doing, people do that, right? That's why they do that. Why they do that? They don't ask that. Because others are doing, we should also do it. So not like that. We should not make Guru. We have to go and take shelter of the Guru. So otherwise we will not be able to overcome our weakness, karpanya dosha. And weakness of the heart. And we will lose our composure. And we will be bewildered in dharma and our duties. This is the necessity of accepting a spiritual master. And second part of the verse says, in what attitude we should approach a spiritual master. Yashreshan, it is told, no, that verse is there. Tasmad gurum prapadyesa jidnyasu shreya uttamam. Why one should surrender to Guru? To inquire about shreya uttamam. For jidnyasa, to inquiring shreya uttamam, ultimate benefit. What will not bring, what, we should not go and ask him some immediate benefit. Oh, cure me from disease. And now you see, you know, many of the these Christians are converting Hindus into Muslims. Not a Christian, sorry. They are. So they are converting, and they are converting, and they are saying, why you have to accept Christianity? Because you will healing. They have a healing program, right or not? Guru is not a Ayurvedic physician, he is. Right or not? Some tantrika to cure your... Yes, he cures the disease of material existence. That is Guru. That is Shreya. Ultimate benefit. Or one should not go to Guru asking some career guidance. Sometimes we may ask some major things where major decisions are involved. Right or not? It is because that may affect our spiritual life, right or not? But he is not a marriage counselor, career guidance, career counselor, or business counselor. Nowadays there are so many counselors and so many, that guru word they are using for everything, right or not? Management gurus, that guru, this guru, right or not? So in this way, one should go approach to our... You should bless my daughter to pass in 10th exam or something like that. As though that is the goal of life, passing 10th exam. So that is not Shreya, ultimate benefit. We should go to Guru for ultimate benefit. So yashreyasyan nishitam bruhitanme. And yashishyasteham. I am your surrendered disciple. Prapanna means surrendered. We have to surrender to Guru. That's what it is told, no? Tadvijnanarth. Tadvijnanam. Tadvidhi pranipatena. Pranipata. Pranipat means just like a fall in front of him like a stick. That is disciple. So these are the way how to approach a Guru that is taught here in the second part of the verse. So tadvijnanartham sa Guru. That is Mundaka Upanishad. So, eva samitpaniyam shrotriyam brahmanishtam. And samitpaniyam, there also in that verse, tadvijnanartham sa guru meva. What is the purpose of accepting? Accepting a spiritual master, vijnanartham, for knowing the... Tad, here that word means especially Vedic knowledge. If you want Vedic knowledge, one should approach Guru. Tadvijnanartham sa guru meva abhigachet. Abhigachet. Gachet means it is in the sense of imperative sense it is called. Gachet. must, one must, there is no option. Accepting Guru is not an option, it is. It is a must, it is. Samitpaniyam Shrotriyam. So, Samitpaniyam means holding firewood in one's hand. What is the meaning of that? Holding firewood in one's hand. Like we were telling you all, you know, collecting firewood is a traditional service of a brahmachari. What is the meaning of that? Why firewood is traditional service of brahmachari? For the sacrifice they have to bring. Yeah. So the point is that so sacrifice is there, that is the external ceremony. The internal significance of that is that I am offering all my material desires into this fire, and I only want to dedicate my life to Guru and Krishna. That is the meaning. Why sacrifice is performed at the time of initiation? So the purpose is to offer our material desires in that fire of sacrifice and completely dedicate our life to Guru and Krishna. That is the meaning of Samitpaniyam. This is how one should accept a spiritual master. So, and Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam, that is the qualification of that spiritual master. And another verse is there in Chandogya Upanishad, Acharyavan Purusha Veda. One who has Acharya, he has all knowledge. So, he has all Vedic knowledge. It should be understood like that. So these two verses Prabhupada has quoted. He has not quoted, but he has put it that as part of his purport here. By nature's own arrangement, complete system of material activities is a source of perplexity for everyone. In every step there is perplexity. And therefore it behooves one to approach a bona fide spiritual master who can give one proper guidance for executing the purpose of life. All Vedic literature advises, all Vedic literature means here these quotes are there, no? From Mundaka Upanishad and Chandogya Upanishad, which I just now quoted. And even in Bhagavatam also it is told, Tasmad Gurum Prapadyetha Jidnyasu Shreya Uttamam. One should surrender to Guru. This is spoken by Krishna only in 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta Jidnyasu Shreya Uttamam. Jidnyasu means he should be, disciple should be Jidnyasu, inquisitive. But inquisitive about what? Not market values. What is the value of this laptop? What is the value of this mobile? Right or not? You may see all these things and get attracted. Right or not? That's why we want to reduce all these things. Sometime I was considering whether to record or not to record also. So, Jidnyasu Shreya Uttamam. We get attracted to market values, not to ultimate questions of life, ultimate problems of life. Jidnyasu Shreya Uttamam. Okay, so coming back to all Vedic literature, advise us to approach a bona fide spiritual master to get free from the perplexities of life, which happen without our desire. They are like a forest fire that somehow blazes without being set by anyone. Similarly, the world situation is such that perplexities of life automatically appear without our wanting such confusion. No one wants fire, yet it takes place and we become perplexed. The Vedic wisdom therefore advises that in order to solve the perplexities of life and to understand the science of solution, one must approach a spiritual master who is in the disciplic succession. That verse Shrotriya means who is in disciplic succession. A person with bona fide spiritual master is supposed to know everything. That is Chandogya Upanishad, Acharyavan Purusha Vedo. So you see here, these all statements are from Vedic literature. Prabhupada purports, we should not underestimate them. They are all from the scriptures. One should not therefore remain in material perplexities, but should approach a spiritual master. This is the purpose of this verse. So here Karpanya, Karpanya. So Karpanya means what? A person with no knowledge, a Brahman. One who has no knowledge, a Brahman, he is in the state of Karpanya. And he is called as Krapana. So here the quote is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. It is told, Yova Yeta Daksharam Gargi Aviditvasma Lokat Praitisa Krapanaha. He is a miserly man who does not solve the problems of life as a human, and who thus quits this world like cats and dogs without understanding the science of self-realization. So, so then Prabhupada, he tells about the importance of human form of life. And as opposed to Krapana, so Prabhupada, he defines Brahmana also. Ya yeta daksharam gargi. This is both are one verse only. Ya yeta daksharam gargi viditva sma lokat praitisa brahmanaha. But one who knows, has the knowledge of how to utilize human form of life, he is called Brahmana. So basically human form of life is just meant for self-realization, nothing else. Everything else should complement that. Whatever is there, whether your career, your job, your education, your family, your wife, your children, everything is just meant for self-realization. They should help in self-realization. Otherwise, if they distract in self-realization, so it is not good. So we should think about changing our situation. So everything is just meant for self-realization. So that is the importance of human form of life. So basically Krapana also means miserly man. Who are called miserly man? Prabhupada sometimes he used to describe. One who takes pleasure in counting the money, but he does not know how to utilize that money. He does not know how to utilize that money, making in spiritual advancement in religious life. Right or not? With the help of Artha, one has to make progress in Dharma. And go towards liberation, ultimately. Artha is meant for that. So he is a Krapana. So similarly, a person who does not know how to utilize human form of life, he is Krapana. He is. So Krapanas are very much addicted to skin disease, he says. They are addicted to skin disease. They are... So they are attached to body and bodily connections. They think, you know, here further it is described here. They think that we can save our relatives and our relatives can save us. Like that they think. From death. You know that second verse it was told. Deha patya kalatra adishu. Atma saineshu asasu api. Tasya nidanam. Pashyan api na pashyati. So Sukadeva Goswami is telling in the second canto, in the beginning, his instructions there. He is telling, Deha apatya kalatradishu. This body will build muscles. You can see in the city, people would be running, wearing. They think that by wearing small shorts, we'll also become like small children. Previously, small children used to wear shorts, right or not? Old men almost are now dying. They would be wearing shorts and running with a dog in the morning. They are thinking that by doing like this, we will become stout and strong, and then we will not be overcome by death, like that they are thinking. This is the meaning of Krapana. Deha, apatya, like Prabhupada was telling. He was sitting in one place, I think it is in Los Angeles, somewhere just behind that building where Prabhupada was staying. There was a karate school. It is there, you see in the video, it is there. And they are making sound. What is that? How they make karate sound? You know? You didn't learn. So, they are making sound. And Prabhupada comments, they think that this sound is going to save them from death. Like that, Prabhupada is making comment. So, means they are not intentionally, means they are conscious about it. They are not conscious of it, what they are doing, but that's what is. So the basis of that. basis of that is they think that by making body stout and strong you'll be saved from death. Or those who are connected to the body, those who are connected to the skin, so they will protect us. The khalatra, deha, apatya, khalatra, apatya means relatives, khalatra means wife and children, all will save me from death like that. Prabhupada used to, he has given lot of lectures. Some of these lectures are very heavy, Prabhupada lectures. So he says, your wife is not like a Sati Savitri who will save you from death like that is. You know that story, no? Sati Savitri. And so she fell in love with one Rajkumar, and she was told this Rajkumar is going to die just after marriage. Don't get married to him. And they say, no, love is blind. No, I want to get married to him only like that. Then she had done some tapasya and she got a, what is that, boon, that you will have a male child. Generally woman, even in Krishna consciousness, woman can desire children. They have some concession. Although having children and all, desire for children and all is material desire it is. But woman can desire. For instance, we see that. Anyway, that is woman's subject matter. Why you all want to hear that? So, she was given the boon that you will have a male child. So, after the marriage, then Yamaraja came and he was about to take away that Rajkumar. Then she was also following him. Then he told her, death is meant for him, not for you, like that he said. Then he told her, I have been given boon to have a male child. If this person dies, my husband dies, how I am going to have a male child? It is not like that in Vedic culture, you will get married again and have a male child. That was not there. One marriage means finished it. Right? In Vedic culture, it is not like that. No, you marry, leave him and then again marry, remarry like that. That was not their culture. So then Yamaraja got checkmate. Because Yamaraja also knows, you know, he is Mahajana. He knows all the principles of Dharma. He is not like modern day. you can get married to someone and have children. You would have. Then he got checkmate of what to do now. Then he left him. So Prabhupada, he says that your wife is not like Sati Savitri who will save you from death. Tasya nidanam, they are all going to dead and gone. Asatsu atma sainyesu asatsu api. They are asat sainya. Asat sainya means fallible soldiers. Fallible soldiers means what? You are fighting a great war. Great war is going on. You are fighting a great war, and in the great war, so you come to know that all your soldiers are going to be killed. All your soldiers are going to be killed, and you come to know that when, what is the point of fighting? Better stop war, no, right or not? Or you take shelter of someone who can help you in fighting, right or not? What is the use of this asas sainya? So basically, he is urging Parikshit Maharaj, don't take shelter of wife, children, citizens, anything of this material world. So you only take shelter of Krishna. He can save you from death, he says. Because that was the question of Parikshit Maharaj. So what I should do now at the time of death, right or not? So Prabhupada often used to tell that death is going to come any time. So Parikshit Maharaj had 7-day notice at least, but we don't have any notice. We don't know what's going to happen. Swine flu may come and finish, right or not? Nowadays swine flu is going on everywhere. So anyway, you are all away, safe now. You don't have to cover your nose and worry about swine flu and all. So many advantages of being in the farm community, yeah, right? So, coming back to our point, so in this way we see that, and sometime Prabhupada told on that verse, funny thing, he told one story from, in Bengal, that story must be very common. So one intelligent man, he thought that I will save from death by putting stool on my Bible. He used intelligence. Stool is very obnoxious. and Yamaraja will not come to me, come near to me. So, no, they are not going to leave you. So, all these things will not help. No one can help us to save from death. But Krapana thinks all these things, or he thinks that Modi will save me, and therefore we will vote to Modi, like that they will say, right or not. We'll bring Modi as our president and he will solve all our problems. We'll be very happy life, like that. Happy India, right or not. They'll be fighting with others. Anyone who criticizes Modi, they will fight with them. He's doing great work and you are disgracing him, like that. So like that, these are all, all these politicians, everyone, relatives, home, everyone is just assassinated. It's not going to help us in solving the problems of life, death. Krapanas are miserly person, waste their time in being overly affectionate for family, society, country, etc. In the material conception of life, one is often attached to family life, namely to wife, children and other members. On the basis of skin disease, the Krapana thinks that he is able to protect his family members from death. Or Krapana thinks that his family or society can save him from verge of death. Such family attachment can be found even in the lower animals who take care of children also, being intelligent. So here the point is, such family attachment can be even among lower animals. Now you see, in India there is family system. Okay, it is good system, it's not a bad thing. So overly affectionate, here Prabhupada uses the word. So sometime when we discuss what is the speciality of human beings, human society, human beings, what is the special prerogative of human life? So human beings, someone may say that we have family system. Among animals they don't have family system. So, but even among animals, they have family affection. Prabhupada used to tell that story when he was in Kanpur. You remember Prabhupada had started his Kanpur. He had started his business in Kanpur. And one day he was staying, he took that house which was ghostly haunted. And when he chanted Hare Krishna mantra, that ghost went away. So no one was ready to take that house. And one day he was sitting there and chanting Hare Krishna. Suddenly a small monkey entered inside the house, and that monkey was trying to get out of the house. It was not able to go, and that outside mother monkey was not able to come inside the window. So then they were crying monkeys, started screaming. So what is there? Monkeys are also showing affection to their children, offsprings. So human animals also, cub and lion, lioness. Lion is a most ferocious animal, most cruel and ferocious animal. They also have affection for their family, their offsprings. So that is not the speciality of human life. Human life is not meant for that. So, okay, as a social etiquette, one may do it. As a social etiquette, there are social etiquettes. That is Varnashram Dharma. But ultimately, for self-realization, all this overly being affectionate to family is a hindrance. Now in West they don't have family system, and in India we have family system. So because of Varnashram Dharma. But that becomes hindrance in self-realization. Often we see that, right or not? When young boys want to join family members, they don't want to allow them, right or not? Our Loka Krishna wanted to join Gurukula 1 year back only. Then his mother was not allowing him. Don't go, she was telling. I'll not leave you, she was telling. And then he had to wait one year in the home. Our Damodar had to fight and come. No, I'll go to Gurukula, like that. He had to fight and come. Right, Damodar?
Yes.
Yes. So he had to fight and come. So sometimes this family affection becomes hindrance. So my mother was telling me recently, I don't know, because I have not gone to meet them 1.5 years now. So I don't know whether you will be there when I leave my body, like that, as she was telling. So then I was telling her, You should not think about your son, your husband, anyone at the time of death. You should think about Krishna. Why you want, whether I am there or not there, you should think about Krishna, I was saying. And then I quoted some verses. Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva Krishna tvadiya pada pankaja bhanjarantam adyaiva me vishatu raja hamsa. So in this way, we may think that I'll be with my mother and help her actually. But what we will do? We'll make them to forget Krishna. That is what is our contribution to mother and father. And that's what we'll do, contribution, right? In the end of the day, end of the life actually. So they will remember and again take birth in this world. My son, like that. So instead we should remind them about Krishna. That is our most important activity. Of course, you may have to be there, definitely. So when they are there. So this is all. So overly affectionate. Showing material affection is not the speciality of human life. Like I was telling, human life is just meant for self-realization. We have to just focus on that. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whenever brahmacharis, those days there were no phone calls, nowadays mobile, immediately they call from home. My son, how are you, what you are doing, whether they are giving you prasad or not in brahmachari ashram. So please come home, that will be the standard call till you become old. When you become old in brahmacharya ashram, that time also they will calling you, come back and get married, like that. Now also there is time to get married. Like that they keep calling till the end of life. Alright. So bhakti, those days, that time there were no phone calls. They used to write letters. So whenever a letter came from the home to brahmacharis in Brahmacharya, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, so this is a call from Maya to drag you to hell, he would say. Like that he would say. And Ma means, he said, Maya, he said. Maya. Because, you see, ultimately, apparently nowadays, because of lust, being lusty, so people, they are attached to their wives, then their mothers. So, but this affection for mother and father of parents is a little very strong in this world. Especially mother's love is considered as highest, no? Right? So, among all kinds of love in this material world, love of mother is highest, it is considered. Of course, Prabhupada, he says that in Kali Yuga, that is also, it is now perverted. It is, they are killing the child in the womb, abortion, you know. So that is also degraded now. But generally mother's affection is highest in this world. It is very difficult to overcome. Brahmacharis may, this, you know, thought may hunt, oh, what my mother is doing. Without me, how they are able to go on. All those things. Morning I told the fate of being with the parents. Instead of prayer, you will not understand even prayer also. What is, what to speak of Shreya. So anyway, this is, Arjuna is thinking that I can save. This is his weakness. Why Prabhupada is speaking all these things here, material attachment? It is a weakness of the heart. It is our weakness. Material attachment and material affection is weakness. Attachment to material weakness, material affection is our weakness. It is karpanya dosha. So that is being told here. Arjuna, so such family attachment can be found even the lower animals who take care of children also. Being intelligent, Arjuna could understand that his affection for family members and his wish to protect them from death were causes of his perplexities. So now Arjuna was intelligent. Previously he tried to use his intelligence to solve his intelligence. He is a very intelligent person. He tried, he had knowledge of Shastra. At last he decided, this is the cause of my problem. Although he could understand that his duty to fight was awaiting him, still on account of miserly weakness, he could not discharge the duties. He is therefore asking Lord Krishna, the supreme spiritual master. So Lord Krishna is supreme spiritual master. He is the supreme spiritual master. So all knowledge comes from him only, and all the spiritual masters take knowledge from him. So now there are many authorities. Spiritual master is one authority. Mahajanas are there, they are authorities, right? So they get their authority from Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the supreme authority or supreme spiritual master. In Vedic culture, everyone accepts, whether impersonalist or personalist, everyone accepts Krishna as the supreme personality. So, yeah. So to make a definite solution, he offers himself to Krishna as his disciple. He wants to stop friendly talks. Talks between the master and the disciple are serious. And now Arjuna wants to talk very seriously before the recognized spiritual master. So this is, if two friends are there, then the talk would not be not so serious. Bhagavad Gita is not a discussion between two friends. It is a discussion between supreme spiritual master and his dear disciple or devotee. So this is Bhagavad Gita. Now, here it is very important. We cannot deal with a spiritual master like a friend. So we cannot take him like a friend. It is told that verse is there, no? Brahmachari Gurukule Guru. Vasandanto Guru Acharanda Sarvani Cho Guru Sudruda Sahurudaha. So it is told Sudruda Sahurudha. Sahurudha means you may translate it as friend, but actually it is affectionate way we have to deal with spiritual master. We have to affectionate to him. So we should show our love to spiritual master. That is the meaning of that. Not that you will put a hand on his shoulder, right or not. So such talks will not help solve problems. Arjuna, to talk very seriously before the recognized spiritual master. Krishna is therefore the original spiritual master of the science of Bhagavad Gita. We have discussed this. Who is the original? And yet foolish mundane scholars explain that one need not submit to Krishna as a person, but to unborn Krishna, within Krishna. So he does not know that there is no difference between Krishna within and without. That verse is there, no? In Puranas, Vayu Purana. Kurma Purana or Vayu Purana, one of the Puranas, it is quoted in 934. So Deha Dehi Vivedoyam Neshware Vidyate Kvachit. So the difference between Deha and Dehi is not present in the Ishvara. So it is only. So we should know that Arjuna is surrendering to the supreme spiritual master, not to some ordinary living entity, friend. So we have discussed this. So one point here is that Dharma Samoda Cheta, that word is there in Mahabharata. In many places it is mentioned that Dharmasya Sukshma Gatihi. Dharma, this word comes, Dharmasya Sukshma Gatihi. So it is the principles of Dharma are very subtle. It is very difficult to understand. So one should therefore approach a spiritual master to understand that. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
So any questions, comments? Generally, their acharyas, they are taught like that. Because Aishwarya Bhav is important before Madhurya. Therefore, acharyas taught like that. Worship of Lord in Vishnu. Aishwarya Bhav. Then? Money is not servant of everyone. everyone is a servant of money and money is not servant of everyone, in the sense that so it does not remain with the people. That will be from sometime Prabhupada explained, no, Lakshmi means chanchala. Chanchala means doesn't stay at one place. She is not our servant. She is ultimately Lord Narayan's servant. So like that it is.
In material world, we see a lot of fear. You were discussing about it. Everyone is in a state of fear. So just like we see lust in the material world as a perverted reflection of love for it. So similarly, what is the counterpart of fear in the spiritual world?
Fear in the spiritual world, abhayam, not being in fear. Right, Anada? Abhaya charana aravinda bhajahure mana Srinanda nandana Abhaya charana aravinda. Prabhupada's name was Abhaya charana aravinda das, right? He is Abhaya charana, Krishna is Abhaya charana. So no fear there. But there is also one rasa, no? Fear, bhaya. Bhaya is one of the gauna rasa, right or not? There also, like, you know, putana is coming. And all the gopis, Yashoda, Mother Yashoda is becoming fearful. Oh, such a huge demon. Oh, what happened to Krishna? They are fearful. Immediately she took Krishna. As soon as they saw Krishna was playing on the bris of that dead body of Putana, immediately Yashoda took away that small Krishna, baby Krishna. So then fear is there. They are, you know, experiencing fear. And they are chanting the names of Vishnu. Oh Vishnu, you protect this boy from this side. Oh Vishnu, you protect from this side. And they are sprinkling cowed urine. So remove the inauspiciousness. So like that, you know. Brushing with a cow's tail. So Prabhupada in the Purport says that Vedic civilization knew how to take advantage of cow products and names of Krishna. Names of Lord Vishnu. Modern day people, they don't know all these things. So like that Prabhupada says. So anyway, the point is that there is fear. Now this is Bauma Leela, Bauma Vrindavan, you know. This is Bauma, this Leela is happening. There is no Putana in spiritual world, right or not? That may question may arise. So it is told, some acharyas have explained that they some kind of in dreamy state, they experience some kind of, like in dream, you know, it's not really existing, right or not? In dream you get fear. Some putana is chasing you today night, you know, some fear will come like that. So like that, some dream kind of state is there in the spiritual world which causes them fear, and that increases the attachment towards Krishna. So in general there is no material fear there. That's why here Prabhupada in the first canto, first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you see, material fear, he uses particularly word there in the first chapter, no? Arjuna was overcome by material fear. You got that, yeah? Okay.
I heard also that in spiritual world there is rumors spread that there is this demon, that demon, but actually there is no.
Something like that, you know? Some rumor or some dream or something like that. I am not so expert in Leelas. Okay, tell. Yeah. He is detached and he joins and then attachment comes. It may come if you go into Maya, if you become weak in Krishna consciousness. Just because you joined ashram, then you become what? Liberated or what? It is not like a switch, you know, right? You switch it off, then finished, you became. You switched from family life to Brahmacharya. You have to practice seriously sadhana, to keep always situated in spiritual life, right? Then same thing with the lust, material desire. Just came into the, you know, Brahmacharya ashram, it is not that you became sadhu, you know, you became overcome by lust. You have to work every day, you have to chant every day, you have to get up every day. You have to go on. We'll discuss that a little bit, a little later. And
regarding this, old people imitating youth when discussing. So once I heard one psychologist saying that if you always behave in the way that you are in youth, you can drive away old people.
Then no one would have become old and no one would have died. So you keep driving away, just remain. Just by imagination something happens. The laws of nature are not our imagination. Right? They'll just smash. My pen fell down somewhere in the morning, just near the kitchen, I think somewhere. Okay, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.